Welcome to the Magic and Mindfulness Podcast. You're joining me, Amy Maxwell, on my journey of understanding the world of light magic in order to cultivate mindful living. I'm so excited for you to join me on this path of discovery. Hi everyone, welcome back. Today I'm speaking to two gorgeous souls who have come together through their shared love of nature, botanicals, and their personal commitments to finding balance through mindfulness-based rituals and practices. So today I chat to Jana Pavlova and Kromena Jordanova about the importance of community through tea ceremonies, the history and the art of creating a tea ceremony, and the connection to nature and finding balance and harmony from within. I loved recording this episode because I've known Kromena personally for a long time now, and she's an avid yogi, public speaker, and entrepreneur. And we've also hosted a few events together in Amsterdam in the past. And I've just always loved Kromena's passion for yoga, connection, community, and authenticity. So when she introduced me to Jana, the founder of Rose Tulips Tea, and they shared the story behind their shared connection to nature through ethical sourcing, their Bulgarian botanical roots, their knowledge and respect for Mother Earth, and how that translated into their collaboration of a gorgeous tea blend, I knew I had to just chat and find out more. And the older I get and the more I slow down, I have really begun to love tea more and more. Because I'm really beginning to understand and appreciate how herbal blends can actually be a beautiful and natural healing remedy. But as there's still so much for me to learn, I wanted to speak to their knowledge about what goes into creating a product from sourcing to tasting, but also to speak truthfully about the purpose of a tea ceremony, its lineage, and how we can create these moments of connection for ourselves every single day. And Rose Tulips is sourced with sustainable herbs and flowers that have natural healing properties for boosting the immune system. And for listeners today, you get 20% off your purchase and a free sample with every order, so you can experience the different herbal flower combinations. And you can find the link in the show notes and simply enter the code MAGICTEA for 20% off your order. So we've linked the website and code in the show notes that you can try it out for yourself. So let's do it. Let's get on with the show. So, hi ladies. I'm so excited that you're joining me today to discuss how we can find balance and connection through tea ritual moments. So first of all, thank you for joining me today. And how are you both doing?
Thank you so much, Amy, for your invitation. And I'm doing great. And I'm really grateful that just before starting with this recording, we did a small grounding session with Kromena. So I feel great.
Thanks, Jana. How about you, Kromena? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great as well. I just wanted to mention that the fact that we all know each other makes it so special. And thank you for the invitation, for having myself and Jana on your podcast. And can't wait to see what we have in common and what we have not in common, and just share a little bit of our knowledge about the love of tea and so on. So thank you for having us.
You're so welcome. No, I'm really looking forward to it. And also there's three of us. So I also think that, you know, that dynamic is always interesting to have different perspectives. So yeah, I'm also very curious of how the conversation goes, especially as we do know each other fairly quite well. So let's see how we roll. And I think it would be really nice to start with, actually, especially as there are three of us. So this dynamic is a little bit different to normal episodes, for the listeners to know a little bit more about the two of you, and also to share more about your connection and love for tea and how your kind of collaboration started. So maybe Jana, would you like to start, just to introduce yourself and tell me a little bit more about how you got into the tea world and your connection with Kromena as well?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so my name is Jana, and I'm originally coming from Bulgaria, but I've been living in the Netherlands for the past 14 years. And my love story with herbs and flowers began when I was quite little. I was fortunate to have a very carefree childhood. I grew up around nature, and I was fortunate to have a very wise grandmother who was a great influence on me, and she taught me a lot about how to appreciate and how to design tea. She also taught me about the various medicinal benefits and different applications that we can use herbs for. And how we met with Carmena, it was back in 2019. I met her actually via her her sister, Zhenya. We were classmates here in the Netherlands. And I attended a few sessions of Carmena, of her yoga class. And I was quickly very drawn to her aura, to her mm-hmm. approach towards people, because she is creating a very safe environment where people can practice yoga. They can relax there, but also notice how she is making a community, and in this community people feel safe, people feel able to open up and get the needed balance. So we befriended with Carmena, mm-hmm. and later I feel that our collaboration really blossomed because we share a vision for course, physical health, mental balance, and also we are both drawn to the medicinal benefits of herbs. That's why we decided to co-create a herbal blend together called Your Yoga, our yoga label.
I love that yoga label. And actually, that's so lovely to hear how you both connected, because obviously, yeah, I know you both a little bit more separately, but to hear how that tea collaboration came about of the Your Yoga label is really beautiful. And I can also just, Carmena's probably like, stop talking about me, but I've also been to Carmena's classes and her yoga classes, and I find them so special. And yeah, Carmena, you're such a unique teacher. And yeah, I love coming to your classes. I haven't been to one in ages, but it reminds me to get my ass down to one of your classes and share that magic. And so Carmena, your ears are probably burning. We've been talking about you, and just would be great to hear from you as well, and just how your connection with tea began, and also your connection with Jana a little bit from your side would be really lovely to hear as well.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, thank you for the love around the yoga, and it's definitely not just the teacher, it's the magic that is being created when an exchange of energy happens. And the pure presence of each and every individual in the classes is what makes it so concrete for me. And I've been doing it for many years, but I've always said that the best part about yoga is the coffee after. But then coffee started to make me really jumpy and very much making me very admitting that maybe I can do more things than I should be. And there was a clear decision from my side that I need to detox from coffee. And then I was saying, maybe I should transition into tea. And quite frankly, I know in our spaces, we speak about manifesting a lot, but the collaboration with Jana was a pure manifestation from my side, to be very honest, because I was speaking about the fact that I need to cut on coffee. And those of you that know me, you know, I keep saying many things like that. And then 2-3 weeks later, here we are, and we're doing something else, but it's called practice for a reason. So when I've realized that coffee is actually not adding into the cup that I'm trying to cultivate for myself, both physically, emotionally, I wanted to find an alternative that does make me feel grounded enough, present enough, but still gives me this energy level that I can actually be aware of what's going on around me. Mm-hmm. And then my sister indeed came across saying like, yeah, you should meet Jana. It was almost half of a, like, yeah, we'll do it one day. And then she showed up in one of my classes, and I definitely felt the desire to speak even further about her passion projects and about the fact that we share so much in common with being rooted in Bulgaria, but being like in a new landscape that is vastly different from the one that we are used to and for so long? And how do we really integrate more of who we are in a new landscape? So we started speaking about her brand and what it means to create a tea that if you are not here, no one will be able to taste and witness. And indeed, it was very beautiful to work together, to become friends, but also to see each other grow in our own ability to share the knowledge we've acquired in any shape or form. And it's been super magnificent, the collaboration. And yeah, everyone that tried the tea that we've put together is really highly speaking of the fact that it does uniquely speak of what we want to bring up into the world. And yeah, I'm sure we'll have a lot more time to speak about the tea because we are very passionate.
Absolutely. About it. But, I do yeah. really want to dive into the tea as well and sort of the benefits of it, because I mean, you've already touched on so many wonderful things, especially around, you know, the coffee intake. I'm also certainly guilty of that. And I think I've also kind of moved through that struggle of just like really noticing when my caffeine intake is quite high. And there is such a beautiful connection with tea and yoga and sort of having that time to slow down and just to, yeah, just to kind of use it to feel into your practice as well. And I also just loved what you share about, you know, your collaboration and the two of you coming together as kind of female entrepreneurs as well in this sort of, you know, the spiritual community and the mm-hmm. wellness community. And I think that's amazing. And I would actually love to ask you both, because you do have that connection then to Bulgaria. Can you tell me a little bit more about that and sort of how does that come, you know, come up for you when you work together? And why is it that you also, apart from sort of some of that connection from your roots, I guess, but what is it about Bulgaria and some of the herbs and the properties that you both love in your own words?
Yeah, maybe I can share my, my childhood memories from this. So often with my grandmother, we were going to the mountains where a lot of wild herbs and flowers are growing. We were collecting them and then drying them on newspapers in our living room. So very quickly, this aroma of all these herbs was brought to the house. It's like we are bringing a piece of mountain. And we all, I think, believe in our more Eastern European culture, believe that the herbs have medicinal benefit, also on an energetical level. Mm. And for many of the creams or potions that we are doing, we use these wildly foraged herbs. And I love the connection between my heritage and also the fact that I've been in this country, the Netherlands, for so many years. So inevitably, both places have shaped the person I've become. Mm-hmm. That's why rose tulips also carries this name. Rose symbolizes the flower of Bulgaria. It's one of the most beautiful roses that grows there. It's called Rosa Demascena. And in all our herbal blends, we are using this very rich, rich rose. And then the Netherlands brought to the tulip fields, of course. And in the Netherlands, personally, I've felt that I grew a lot in terms of looking more in an entrepreneurial way, mm-hmm. but also pointing my attention to sustainability. Here I admire that people are very daring, very courageous. There are so many young people that are trying out and following their dreams in terms of creating their own business. So I think here is where I got my courage to start a business, actually.
That's cool. I love that so much, and like listening to your story about growing up your grandma and just yeah, and sort of being a little witch in the forest in a way, like a little fairy.
It really
and just
felt like that.
Natural herbs and is that still something that you bring into, you know, the way that you blend the teas now? Is what's your connection to, because I know that the tea blends are, you know, in you source them from Bulgaria. Is that something you're very part of, that process? Like how does that actually work? I would be quite curious to know, because I also love sort of that entrepreneurial side of understanding how the business works. And yeah, would you mind sharing that if you're comfortable?
Yes, of course. So indeed, our blends, we try to create them So they taste great, of course, but they also have functional benefits. So all our blends are designed to serve a purpose. And we try as much as possible to source our products from Bulgaria. However, we also incorporate teas and herbs that don't grow only there. So we work with one of the biggest producer of tea that is in Bulgaria. They source them ethically. They have also certification for organic sourcing, organic production. And we collaborate with them. In terms of flavors, in terms of proportions, this is quite important to form the recipe. So I play around quite a lot before creating a blend. And this is also a great story to mention how we created the yoga label together with Kremena. It was not just the two of us. We've incorporated the opinion of quite beloved yoga friends. So we gathered together one beautiful evening and we started mixing herbs, doing different proportions, and just tasting and experiencing how it influenced us.
I love that. Oh, I wish I'd been part of that ceremony.
It was beautiful.
That's so nice.
I think, Amy, we didn't know each other when we
We didn't.
I know that we worked together for quite some time, but we didn't actually know each other. And it was in the beginning of the 19, right? You're 19.
I hadn't even moved. Oh, no, I just moved. Yeah, no, we didn't know each other at that time. But I just love that. And just like that connection. I mean, this is what we're also going to talk about today, is that sort of tea ritual resurgence and how we connect through that tea moment and tea ceremony, which me and you did do an event together, didn't we, Kremena? But I guess I've never been to a kind of an individual or a specific tea ceremony. And I just love that you then crafted and collaborated with other women to create your tea. I love that so much, by the way. I think that's really beautiful.
It was a big lesson for me to because I was setting my mind on this is the exact blend, but then people's opinion about no, this is a better formulation of what you're trying to achieve with all the benefits of the herbs. I was going a little bit more mellow, like the ginger not so noticeable, but these, the lavender more predominant. But then you always need to be open-minded and open-hearted to hear about, wow, this is how I see myself, or this is how I like to what is it that I really bring to the table, so to say. Yeah. And we were able together, but people were very much open about, hey, this is better. You need to kind of go this route a bit more. It was a beautiful evening. I remember it very vividly. It was 3rd of January, and we've gathered some of my really very valued students that were with me for decades and really know what I'm striving towards and why we are all involved in any shape or form in the wellness and what type of, you know, level of commitment it requires to really be genuine to yourself and not just go with the latest trend about, oh my God, like everyone is doing this and that modality, let's us all go and do that. Well, no, this is something that our grandmas were giving us when we were growing up, and this is what we can offer to students, colleagues, peers, friends. And it's really, apart from all the herbs and all the benefits it has, the intention behind why you're doing what you're doing is a big influence on how people experience the blends as well. And we take big pride about going back into the, what is it that we're really trying to achieve here? And not grasping and achieving, but it's like, if we weren't meeting each other with Jana, what would the collective miss? And the tea is really just a representation of us coming together and being open and being really vulnerable and witnessing our growth. And those ceremonies, they matter so much to me because they are genuine and they are very raw. We spoke about it maybe in previous conversations, but it's a great representation of life, a cup of tea. It's, yeah, we'll speak a bit more about it, but it's such a simple way to get yourself present again and connect.
Yeah, beautiful. And see thank what's you.
Really going on.
Yeah, thanks, Carmela. You always have so much wisdom. Whenever I listen to you, I'm like, oh my God. So something you just touched upon there, I think, is really, really amazing and just important. And I share the same value with both of you. And also, this is why I wanted to speak to both of you about tea and tea ceremonies, because you know, and also just being super honest, and you know, people can always disagree or agree with opinions, of course, but I'm really selective about who I ask onto this podcast, because I do see that there's kind of like this big resurgence of trends, and you know, the TikTok culture of just like looking at videos for clickbait and things like that. And I really want to make sure who I'm speaking to, as much, you know, as much as, you know, it's just also who I invite in into the space, but I really want to make sure that people are kind of grounded in that authenticity and credibility into what they do, and to really speak to people about their knowledge or things that I don't really understand so much. And one of those things is tea, and I've connected with you both obviously through your tea and my newfound appreciation for tea, because I am actually still a coffee junkie, but I love tea and I love those moments of slowing down. So I'd really like to dive into, actually, I think we're really going in there anyways. And I think we're quite excited about speaking about rituals and the magic into tea ceremonies, and how much of those are popping up at the moment. I don't know if you've actually both kind of noted, you're both nodding your head, yeah, how much they're popping up. And I would really just actually like to go back to kind of take a step back, actually, and talk about the lineage behind the tea rituals and kind of honoring, yeah, where they came from. So I don't know if one of you or both of you would actually love to share a little bit more about where the tea ceremonies kind of derive from traditionally.
Yeah, sure. Actually, tea rituals have a very long and rich history, and they originate also back in ancient China, almost 5,000 years ago. But what I came across while learning more about the different tea rituals and tea ceremonies is that they all, in their base, have the principles of harmony, respect, purity, also tranquility. And they all involve this slow and really calculated way of preparing tea, honoring the tea, and carefully presenting a cup of loose leaf tea or some awesome matcha powder, of course, and really focusing on how simple but how powerful this act, deliberate act of preparing a cup of tea can be. It also makes you realize that like focusing on one action and setting your mind to it actually relaxes you and makes you connect with yourself on a deeper level. So in essence, for me, this is what all the different rituals are trying to make, like focus your attention and opening your mind to the moment.
Beautiful.
I just wanted to mention about it that I'm thinking of reasoning why nowadays in the Western society, or it's gaining popularity, it's that we no longer can continue this, for the lack of a better explanation, rat race and hurry and hustle and all of that. Like we've got exhausted by that, and we are reaching towards traditions and modalities that are more authentic to how we used to live our life. We are bombarded, for the lack of a better wording, and I don't want to use those words, but there is so much exposure to both information and things that are happening to us within one day that in the past maybe took 20 years to digest. So having a tangible moment for yourself and having an extension of the warmth that a tea represents to be ingested, it gives a moment of us realizing all the things we are being asked to ingest, digest, and make sense of. I think it's not a big surprise that something so powerful is now gaining popularity. I would only just say that, just like any other modality, it's what intention you put behind it. It's not about the rules that you would create. And Jana beautifully mentioned about the essence of it is to become aware, to become present, to have a moment that you can realize that the connection between you and nature is there through a cup of tea. Something so trivial for some of us or accessible for some of us. And yet again, we choose to go ahead and grab a cup of coffee or fast. And this is the antidote of grabbing and grasping and running. This is about slowing down, sitting, being present, so that those 10 to 15 minutes that you take for yourself or a cup of tea can hopefully spill out in everything you do in life. And quite frankly, I don't think we need that quite urgently.
We need
that moment of like realizing that it's really the whole thing, the things we have within us and we are not honoring consistently, they will turn around and it's not gonna be a walk in the park. But if you're having a cup of tea every day with a mindful intention of ritualizing any mundane task, like preparing yourself a cup of tea, you can only imagine the ripple effect on all the other aspects of your life and all the other things you're doing in your life. If you can bring that presence, spill it over to all the things you do. It stems from ancient traditions, but quite frankly, the blend between the what no longer serves us to continue doing, which is so obvious, and what used to be our way of living, and where we can blend it together in our modern society is what we're excited about to bring to people in a safe environments and really craft it and read the room. When I do the ceremonies, it's never about, oh, did I forget the second leaf? The rules there, I never follow too many rules. The only rule is that if the intention is correct behind why you're doing what you're doing, and you can only sense it when you ground yourself so deeply that you know you are acting out of integrity in each and every moment, in each and every sip. And it's just so magical because it creates this sensory, like, You're tapping into both visual, touch, smell, taste. It's I don't know many of my other meditation that tap into all of the senses, and that's what makes it way more powerful yet super accessible. Mm-hmm. It's just a great way to not only start your day and the day, but have a moment in between. So if people ask how many times a day I need to do it, it's like, well, how many times a day you forgot you're present?
Yeah, I think that's the beautiful thing about tea, isn't it? It's so, in a sense, simple, but actually it's the simplest things that often we were all just talking openly before we click record of just, you know, it's the new year when we're trying to set up it, you know, in the best possible way. But even just finding sometimes, I know that we meditated before this recording, but even just setting aside, I'm just being honest for myself, you know, just finding those moments for tea sometimes in itself, when you're in a stressed situation or stressful day, sometimes that can be the hardest thing, is to just bring you back out. And what I also just love about, you know, your tea as well is actually you were talking a lot about, you know, kind of over consumerism and just like overdoing so much. And I was just thinking as well, in a way of just, you know, before I came across your tea, it was kind of like I was just buying probably like quite cheap tea. I don't really know where it was coming from. I didn't really know where it was sourced. And I think, you know, it kind of all flows together. I think the energetics of where something comes from, like how you were speaking about intention, like how you indulge in that intention and actually just take the time. I think that all creates, like you were saying, like this way of living, and how we take care of ourselves then translates into other people. And I know that you two also were speaking then about sort of having that moment for yourselves within a, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like a sort of ritualized moment for yourself with your tea. But I'd also love to hear a little bit more about sort of, I know that you both do like broader tea ceremonies and facilitate that for other women. So would you mind just sharing a bit about like what goes into that and maybe some of the benefits and the things that you have seen from facilitating ceremonies, because I know that the audience love kind of these connection moments and rituals. So I don't know if you have any experiences of those ceremonies that you wouldn't mind sharing.
Yeah, I think you put it very beautifully. And indeed, rose tulips and with all our products, we try to encourage people to carve out a bit more time for self-care, for self-love. That's also why the tea is in a loose leaf tea form. You cannot quickly boil a cup of tea. You need to spend time for it. You
yeah.
need to slow down to prepare it. And I love to say that this is my self-care moment, my moment which I allocate for myself and which I try to gift myself. And incorporating a tea ritual in your daily routine can give great benefits to balance yourself, to connect back to your life. And together with Carmena, we started the so-called Tea Talks, where in essence we create a safe place for people to join us, to connect with themselves, and open their minds and souls to new experiences. And in these Tea Talks, we introduced the so-called Tea Meditation, where we mindfully prepare a cup of tea together. We ritualize this process. We speak on different topics and we set intentions based on these topics. And we use the tea as a source to connect us.
Love that.
Yeah, when you said about what were the most beautiful, or like I translated in my head, like what are the most beautiful moments we had with the tea talks. And there were so many times when you really don't know what the topic, we put the loosely selected topic, but the fact that you create a space where people can just share what they are going through, or it's like supportive / an antidote of let's go for cocktails on a Friday. No, let's ground ourselves in the presence of what life is all about right now for us, with a trivial thing like a cup of coffee. And I only say trivial because we are not often paying attention what we are ingesting. But then when we create that safe space, the things that bubble in people's hearts and minds and spirit come out. And then I do take big pride in learning from each other. And then the talks are expression of how we are digesting all with that we are being asked to handle or transform or transmute. And the most beautiful moments are where you might think personally as a facilitator that I already know what will happen. And then it is completely not what you intended to happen, in a sense that so much more beautiful or so much more richness in the conversation come. It's also an ancient tradition where you have a teacher-student relationship, but it's not teacher and student. It's basically, here is what I've learned so far. Here is what maybe you've learned on your path, and how we can exchange that information in a very genuine way. It used to be like, now we are having books and podcasts, and I love all those modalities, but it used to be simpler. You know, through talking to each other, yeah. through connecting with people, through here is what I'm dealing with, or not dealing with, but here is what's happening to me, or here is how I'm envisioning my future. And I personally learned so much from saying things the way they are, but also making sure that people can also enrich me. So as much as I can say like, yeah, join me for this tea talk, I'll guide you through X, Y, and Z. But guess what? The most benefit, I get so much out of it that it feels like it fulfills my soul with knowledge that is pure transcendence, if you will, or whatever is happening in this person's life at the moment. I've received a touch of their wisdom through a cup of coffee, not coffee, cup of tea, rather than, oh, let's grab a coffee.
Yeah.
No, let's speak about truly what's going on, so that it's not this, what you said, transactional relationships that are no longer like, we no longer have that space. It's too crowded
and too to continue fast.
That.
Yeah.
So the way we're creating those safe spaces is that once a month we gather, and you were spot on to say it's mostly women. Mm. We reacting to, and we would love to have more male presence, or just basically to get the balance right in a sense of different perspectives about topics that are dear to our hearts. But then the conversation always goes in directions that is most beneficial for everyone involved. And the fact that we have the key and the presence of everyone there is what brings the conversation to more concrete manner that is, okay, I learn from you, you learn from me. And I've seen the community, the growth of the community is not about the number of people that are joining us. It's about how we're growing together as mm-hmm. a community, in terms of the topics we're discussing are not the same as we were discussing 2 years ago. Why? Because there is a different things that are in our lives at the moment. So I truly cherish that moment of connection with each and every individual that shows up, and they truly show up. This is not a practice that you can sip your tea and just, if you choose to, you can, but often people really contribute to the conversation. And I'm always amazed what comes out.
That's amazing. It sounds so beautiful, ladies. And I know that you've been doing these tea talks for some time. I really, really wanted to get down to some Kremen. I know I've been like messaging you, like, when are they? And I'm always doing something else at the time, but I must come to one. And in the future, I'll definitely get my ass down to one. And I was just thinking when you were speaking as well, like, thank you so much, both of you, for sharing what goes into the ceremonies and into these sessions. I think they sound really, really beautiful. And you know, I think there's a lot to be said for all that you just spoke about, in terms of that sort of, usually we are sort of rushing with a coffee and then we're on to our next meeting, you know, or going somewhere else, whatever we're doing later. I'm definitely guilty for that. And I think what is beautiful, it was just making me think of even just, you know, simply when I've had those moments of connection through tea with other people, it has been like, there is something about tea that kind of does make you open up more. And just, yeah, I think maybe it is in a way just like that slowing down, and just like, you see that even sometimes in an office, you know, when people actually have a tea versus a coffee, like they take their time to just talk more. And there is something weirdly opening about that. I don't know what it is, or maybe there is no need to know, but there's, Kremen, what were you?
When we were doing our research with Jana, and we were just saying like, oh, how to explain it, why it's like that, the warm beverage of literally warming your heart and making sure that you feel comfortable within your body. In many Eastern traditions, they speak about, well, if life goes well, have a tea. If life goes bad, have a tea. Like it's definitely the connection and realization that if you take your time, if you sit with the what is, and many people speak of the fact that the loose leaves really represent the circle of life and how it transmutes, and how it, if you go completely, completely deeper into the spirituality about the beverage itself and how you create it from the earth and then it goes the full cycle, you can get a lot of clarity in one sitting of 15 minutes with yourself. There are other ways to do it with a lot of different type of meditations, but I feel that the meditation, tea meditation, is a faster way for me personally, because I have an extension of my being, so to say, in a tangible hand. And once you ingest it, and once you really, it warms up your heart, it releases some of the barriers that we are creating for reason, rather than just like, we all play roles when we are at, you know, you mentioned office, and I have to mention that. It's like, how rarely is the fact that you really show up who you truly are in an office space, and that you can be honest and vulnerable with the people around you for a tea. I think every office should have a tea ceremony, to be quite frank with you. It will remove any of the what I spoke of, transactional, oh my God, like I need to speak to you because we have this and that project, but then let me not forget about the other person's project. No, how about we meet for the people we are and facilitate our own growth? And in many spaces that we go to do that, it's surprisingly, it works in any environment. It's just that in some we are forgetting completely what is this all about.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I love that so much about opening up. It makes so much sense. And it makes so much sense that it opens up the heart pathway. So thank you for sharing. And I've really enjoyed listening to this. I knew that this would be so much newfound knowledge for me because I am just sort of really diving into tea and getting super into it. And I am going to get to one of your events soon this year, ladies. So please keep me posted and we'll share that with the Magical Mindfulness community, of course, about upcoming events and what you're up to. Just before we wrap, it would be really nice. I know we've spoken a lot about tea, but I also love, you both outside of the tea world as well and the other things that you do and we're also multifaceted. And I'd love to know, as we've spoken a lot about balance and connection, like, are there other ways that you also find balance with yourself and for your own daily lives? Do you have any other like little rituals or things that you like to take?
Yeah, I can mention my personal favorites. And the first one is staying active and doing some physical exercise. Either this can be yoga or it can be a more strengthening workout. I love dancing, running. So keeping my body moving and the blood flowing really brings peace to me. It's like an active meditation. Another important practice can be a simple self-care practice. We spoke about the tea, but it can be also keeping a journal or lighting a candle, reading a book. So really finding this quiet time where you call it self-care time. And we love to say that this is not only important for you, but it's also very important for others. Because if your cup is empty, you cannot give to others. So first fill up your own cup in order to be able to be generous, loving, and caring towards others.
Mm. Thank you, Anna. I love that so much. How about you, Karmena?
Yeah, it made me smile when Diana was mentioning about moving your body. And it's just, I remember my first yoga teacher, she was mentioning, so you want to be a yoga teacher. You do realize you're in the business, in quotes, of taking good care of yourself.
Yeah.
And it really struck me back then because I was like, what do you mean? Like, isn't it about the poses? Isn't it about, it's never about that. It's about how much good care you take of yourself so that you can give. And the whole notion of like, fill your cup and then give to others. Lately, I'm into taking things even slower than before. I know some of you will be like, how is it that possible? I'm taking my sweet time with many of the tasks that I used to think are important and really reevaluating. Does this need to happen today? And if not, am I okay with not making it even? I used to be notoriously known for triple booking my agenda and running like a headless chicken everywhere. And honest to God, that's not what I want to bring out into the world. So now my moments of quietness is like reading an actual book, putting intangible intentions behind each and every collaboration I'm pouring more of myself into, and taking the moment of meditating with or without tea, as you mentioned, but having a moment to realize, like, do I still need to be involved in X, Y, and Z? And if not, how to gracefully exit and therefore create more space for other collaborations that are genuine, that are really making me smile when I think of my day. It's like, whoa, I have this to do and I have that to do. But more than that, I want to experience my being rather than the doing part, which we spoke of.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, ladies. I resonate with all of this. I think we're all on a similar page this year. And just like, I'm getting full body chills. I think that, you know, what you're saying, Jana, about the filling up your own cup is so important. And I think, yeah, I think there's been a lot of collective movement around that and sort of in the last couple of years of just like assessing of, you know, what are you putting your energy into? And maybe, you know, I totally resonate with you, Karenna, as well, on just having so many things in the diary and saying yes to everything and being a real people pleaser. But I think, you know, the more you're people pleasing, the more you're not filling up your own cup, what Jana was saying. And it's just like, what's that going to do? What's that going to achieve? And you're not really spreading your fullness into the world if your cup is not full. So, and I love that also just relates back to the tea as well. Just, I love that so much. And thank you so much to both of you today. It's made me so happy to talk about these topics and, you know, the magic of tea. And I think, you know, whether it's connecting with the moon or the tarot or tea or whatever that tool is, I think there's been so much insight in here from connecting with others and just sharing your light and finding balance. And I've just loved working with you both on, you know, some of the episodes through this podcast. So thank you for your support. And I think before we close, just like to mention, if anyone would like to try some of your gorgeous tea, then we do have the discount codes and the sample that people can try. So we'll leave that code in the show notes. And I'm sure that we'll be hearing more from you both in the future. And I will definitely be getting down to one of your ceremonies in the future. So thank you so much to both of you. I don't know if you have any last little closing words or comments, and otherwise we'll move on with the day and have a hopefully a wonderful day.
Yeah, I just wanted to maybe end, because we are starting a new year, I encourage all the listeners of Magic and Mindfulness podcast to set their health as number one priority this year. And there are no limits to what you can achieve if you are healthy, both physically, mentally. So I truly believe that it all starts from us. So this is my wish for everyone.
Yeah, I love it. That's so lovely. Thanks, Jana. Well, thank you so much, ladies. And just love this so much. And we will be in touch soon. I hope you have lovely days.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Magic and Mindfulness podcast, the podcast designed for the modern mystic and spiritually curious. This season, creative production is by Emily Lasbury and co-production by George Lasbury. If you'd like to stay connected to what we're up to, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Magic and Mindfulness, and maybe share these episodes with a friend or give us a review or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. This helps us to keep spreading the message and light work that we do. We appreciate every single one of you that tunes in. So stay well, stay safe, and see you soon.